This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Well, if you consider a bag of coal everything I wanted, yeah, I was fine. Yeah, no, Christmas is the day. I love putting Christmas music in my car and driving around and seeing all the lights and taking advantage, you know, having all the food and stuff. What'd you get?
Oh, I got some old records. I got the Beatles, Rubber Soul, Dave Clark Five, Troggs, Animals, Buckinghams. So I am set for a while.
On vinyl, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what fun. All right. Well, so I can let you get back to your turntable. Let's play this puzzle. Remind us of the challenge you left last week.
Yes, I said name a city in the United States whose name ends in the letter S. This city is one of the largest cities in its state. And I said, change the S to a different letter and rearrange the result. You'll get the name of the city's state. What city and state are these?
And your answer?
Answer is Yonkers. Change the S to a W and rearrange, you get New York.
Well, Will, this week we received more than 1,500 entries out of those. Our winner is Brett Ansite of Creswell, Oregon. Hi, Brett.
Hello.
Hi, what are you doing at Creswell?
I'm an IT consultant.
All right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Just over a year and a half, probably. My father turned me on to it. He's been playing for much longer than me and hasn't made it to you guys yet. So,
oh, no.
Pretty excited.
He's going to be surprised, isn't he? He hears you on the air. All right. Well, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Brett, I'm as ready as you are. Will, bring it on.
All right, Brett, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials G-E. For example, if I gave you the clue traditional Christmas activity, you would say gift exchange.
Okay.
All right, number one is means of powering most cars.
Gasoline engine.
That's it. Number two, a tower used to fill a silo.
I'm not familiar, but a grain something maybe?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. A grain what?
Elevator.
Grain elevator is it. Charles Dickens novel.
Some of that English literature class coming back to haunt you, huh?
No. I'm
you
not,
don't have it?
A,
Great Expectations.
No, Great Expectations. Good.
Okay.
Nice. Try this one. English novelist who wrote Silas Marner and The Mill on the Floss.
Okay.
Here we go. English literature. One more time.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to slide out of that category.
Yeah, right. You've gone from the 100 to the 500 here. I'll help you out. George
go
Eliot.
Ahead, Leanne.
George
yeah.
Eliot.
George Eliot.
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent. First woman to swim the English Channel.
Oh.
All this English stuff.
Yeah, really.
There you go. 1926. I have a feeling that's before your time.
He ate too much plum pudding, I think. Gertrude.
Yes?
Gosh. Gertrude Engel, Ensler, Endel.
Give you half credit for that. It's Gertrude Ederle.
Ederle.
E-D-E-R-L-E.
Right.
Good.
Ederle.
Try this one. An artificial body part for Peter Falk and Sammy Davis Jr. And I'll tell you that's because they were half blind. So what artificial body part would they have?
Oh, glass eye?
Glass eye is it. Zero in slang.
Zero.
And it's something that a big bird might lay.
An egg.
An egg.
What kind of egg, meaning zero? As in a score, you'd say that team got a...
Goose egg.
Goose egg. How about this? Modern computer tool giving bird's eye views of our planet's surface.
Google Earth.
Yes, Mr. IT guy.
There you go.
Process by which thermal radiation accelerates global warming.
Geothermic energy?
No.
Greenhouse emission.
Oh, yeah.
Greenhouse
effect,
is right. What
are they effect. Called?
Greenhouse effect.
Effect. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're a team.
There you go.
There we go. Thank you. Appreciate your help very much.
Number two on the Forbes list of the world's largest companies.
Oh, General Electric?
General Electric is right. Building flying a flag with horizontal stripes of black, red, and gold.
German Embassy?
Excellent. Latina singer with the Miami Sound Machine.
Wow. Not even familiar.
Not even close. You don't know Gloria Estefan?
There you go. Gloria Estefan. Good. How about an old $10 coin? It was discontinued in 1933.
Yeah.
Well, think about what the coin was made of.
Golden Eagle?
Yes.
Gold Eagle is it. How about, I laid down on the bed, or between you and I?
It's bad grammar, is what it is.
There's your G.
Grammar.
Error?
There you go, grammatical error.
Grammatical error.
Uh-huh. And here's your last one, hello after dark.
Oh.
Good evening.
Hey, Brett. Oh. Not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's a team we did very well, actually.
Yes.
And now you're going to go brush up on your English literature, right?
That's right.
Do you do a lot of cooking this holiday season, Brett?
I try.
All right. Well, listen, the person who's going to read your puzzle prizes is also on today's show because he's going to tell us what we can do with our leftovers. Here's Chef Dave Lieberman.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
There you go. A second little Christmas there for you, Brett.
Yes, I appreciate it. That's awesome. Oh,
well,
all that stuff myself, just to have it, but yeah, now I get it.
And you can share it with your dad, who's been playing for so long.
Indeed.
Before you go, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of OPB in Portland, Oregon.
All right. I love that word, member. Hey, Brett, Happy New Year, and thanks for playing Puzzle with us.
Thank you very much. It was good working with you guys.
Oh, nice working with you, too. It's play. It's not work. It's play. All right, Will, what are we going to be playing with this coming week?
Yes, name a famous American from the past, seven-letter last name. If you take the last two letters of this name, plus the first four letters, in that order, you'll name the person's profession. Who is it? So again, a famous American from the past, seven-letter last name. Take the last two letters, plus the first four letters, in that order, you'll name the person's profession. Who is this famous American?
When you know, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Hey, Will, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Leanne.